Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox is celebrating the passage of several bills he hopes will make living in Utah a little more affordable. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the details. Amy?
Maria, housing is still one of Governor Cox's biggest priorities, something he actually pointed out as a priority before the session started. Now he's praising the Utah legislature for coming up with several bills to improve affordable housing.
We figured out we weren't going to have the kind of budget year we were hoping for, and somehow we figured out how to get more money than even we proposed into this space in a way that will make a difference.
Several bills deal with increasing public transit access in parts of the valley that just don't have it right now. One the governor actually highlighted that he was really excited about would give $300 million for low-interest loans for developers building affordable housing. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A man from Brighton is now facing criminal charges for pointing a gun at a snowboarder who mistakenly came onto his property back in February. The snowboarder was riding at Brighton Ski Resort when he went into the backcountry and rode onto 67-year-old Keith Stebbings' property. Stebbings has now been charged with aggravated assault and making a threat of violence. An AI gun detection system is coming to Park City Schools. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
The $500,000 purchase will let a company called Zero Eyes use AI on school cameras to identify gun-shaped items. Any positive match sends an alert to former law enforcement and military staff at another location, who then vet whether the gun-looking item really is a threat. According to the park record, these staffers can call in police and notify the school of any danger.
Zero Eyes is the only AI company allowed under a recent U.S. law for school security. With Utah resort giants receiving new investments for expansion and improvement projects, locals are still left wondering if their gripes will ever be addressed.
For example, Powder Mountain just received a $100 million investment from its new majority owner, Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings. Snow Basin unveiled its latest investments in a heated cobblestone patio and high-speed chairlift. Caught local rider David Faircloth before taking the shuttle up Big Cottonwood, who expressed how the days of deciding to take a half day on a whim to ride are gone thanks to parking issues.
Actually, I want to go snowboarding today. It's like you got to plan it out ahead of time. You got to hope you get the reservation. And so it's becoming more complicated.
Faircloth said even resorts who offer reserved parking can be sold out well over a month in advance. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Donald Trump's defense attorneys are arguing for the dismissal of charges that their client led a scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
His defense attorney says Donald Trump had the right to make his claims about the election.
That's the height of political speech.
And Stephen Sadow says the First Amendment should prompt dismissal of the indictment. But Assistant DA Donald Wakeford says the charges against Trump are about much more than the lies he told.
They are about falsity employed as part of or statements employed as part of a pattern of criminal conduct.
Conduct that includes Trump's electors claiming to be legitimate. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Washington, D.C. is reflecting this morning on the life and career of former senator and 2000 vice presidential hopeful Joe Lieberman. He died yesterday at the age of 82. ABC's Jonathan Carl has the latest.
Joe Lieberman served 24 years in the Senate, representing his home state of Connecticut. He was a progressive on most domestic issues and a hawk on foreign policy, a strong supporter of both wars in Iraq. He was a deeply religious man, the oldest of three children in an Orthodox Jewish family. He was one of the first prominent Democrats to denounce Bill Clinton's behavior after his affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky was revealed.
Lieberman retired from the Senate in 2012, but remained active in politics, supporting both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden in their campaigns against Donald Trump. Other national stories KSL is following. After being convicted of stealing billions of dollars of customer funds, FTX founder and former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is being sentenced to 25 years in federal prison. The judge recommended a medium or low security prison because he doesn't think Bankman-Fried is a risk of any violence, but is a risk to commit another fraud. The cryptocurrency exchange was valued at more than $32 billion before the financial scandal plunged the company into bankruptcy. A new study is shedding some light on how the Colorado River's water is actually used. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Researchers found more than half of all the water pulled from the Colorado River is being used to irrigate farms, with alfalfa and hay getting the vast majority of it. To put that in perspective, farming is using nearly three times the water that cities or other industries do. Utah has rights to just over 11% of the water from the Colorado River, yet it provides more than a quarter of all of our water. But the river's flows have taken a huge nosedive since the turn of the century, and scientists fear it'll only get worse if temperatures keep rising. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic for the noon hour. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. In Draper, we have a small accident out of traffic on the shoulder. Southbound I-15 prior to 123rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright with yet another great experiment you can try right there at home. I want you to take four bags of water softener salt. Lift three of the bags with one hand, good luck on that, and one bag with your other hand. Now, if you're like most people, you'll probably find that three bags of salt weigh about three times as much as one bag of salt. And that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're shopping for a water softener. You see, Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are so well designed, they use only one bag of salt for every three that other water softeners use. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm not a fan of lower back pain, and as our little experiment has hopefully demonstrated, carrying that one bag of salt, it's a lot easier on your back than carrying three. That's just one of the many reasons you should look into water softeners from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdale.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, a man is now facing criminal charges for pulling out a shotgun and threatening a snowboarder from Brighton Ski Resort who accidentally wandered onto his property. He is being charged with aggravated assault and making a threat of violence. KSL News Time, 12:08. Animal shelters around Utah say they are full to the brim. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
It's not unusual that shelters are full of kittens right now, but Julie Olvestad with the Humane Society of Utah says what is surprising is that the shelters are also full of puppies.
So many people weren't able to get spay-neuter resources for their dog or cat when they needed it, and so we have a lot of oops litters.
Olvestad says kittens are born in the spring, summer, and fall, but puppies are born all year. She says large breed puppies are having a hard time finding homes because as they grow, families can't afford to feed them and their homes might be too small to accommodate them. Still, she encourages people to avoid using puppies, kittens, and bunnies to fill Easter baskets, saying it's better to bring the families to visit the animals at the shelter. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The number one reason animals are surrendered to the Humane Society of Utah is housing insecurity. Guinevere Schuster with the Society says that there are things that you can do to financially support your animals, such as a pet food bank.
It can definitely get expensive feeding pets, especially with inflation costs and everything going up price-wise.
Schuster says if you do have to rehome your animal, to do it through more professional practices or processes, rather, instead of just abandoning them. There's a new cat lounge in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson went to take a look at the feline friends at Fawn's Family Rescue.
Walking into their cat lounge, you'll be greeted by Lincoln, a black cat they've named as the senior assistant manager. And you'll see more than 20 cats on ceiling shelves, on tables, in cubbies. Aria Watterson, executive director for Fawn's Family Rescue, says they partner with local shelters and rescue vets from all over the region to showcase the adoptable cats in more of a low-stress environment.
We want to kind of specialize in the cats that need it the most. The special needs cats. And the cats that are overlooked in shelters that are there for the longest. The ones that shut down a lot in shelters.
They have Wi-Fi and tables and a few snacks and drinks, but you're also able to bring your own food, as long as you're willing to protect it from these furry counter surfers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
We're actually looking at a pretty good drive on the Valley freeways. No delays. But we're not without some issues. One is a crash on southbound I-15 in Draper. This is just before 123rd South, and these vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder, so no delay. We also have a few surface street crashes. Both are in the downtown area. One is South Temple between 2nd and 3rd East. Another one reported at 7th East and 800 South. Spend time with the ones you love in the most unique dining experiences in Utah. Five All's Restaurant. Five stars, five courses, full of history and tradition. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Visit fivealls.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for mid-50s this afternoon with a cold front working through the Wasatch Front and then stalling out into central Utah for tonight. 35 overnight along the Wasatch with cloudy skies. Tomorrow we'll go 52, mostly cloudy and mostly dry. Then Saturday, showers return. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Kind of looks like it could rain at any second. Mostly cloudy, 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Utah State University is getting a $30,000 grant to implement more religious pluralism on campus. So what will that mean for students? We will speak with the professor who led that push for the grant. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Many of us have been conditioned to believe that if we want to lose weight, we have to engage in vigorous exercise and starve ourselves. But in the past 2 months, I've learned that there is a secret to jump-starting your weight loss, and it's a meal plan designed by Salt Lake City Weight Loss. In the past 60 days, I've lost 25 pounds. I didn't have to buy any expensive prepackaged meals or bars or undergo surgery or get injections. With Salt Lake City Fat Loss, there's just a plan individualized for me and it's packed with nutrient-dense foods. They've made it easy for busy people like me to lose weight without squeezing in a workout every day. Now, there's no time to waste if you want to slim down for summer. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. It takes only about 15 minutes. I've lost 25 pounds in 60 days. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Just call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
A fiduciary has the regulatory obligation to put your best interest first. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary for your investments. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. Our interests are aligned. Most other financial advisors are brokers held to a lesser standard and are paid an upfront commission to sell you something. Call Trajan Wealth 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This Friday, join KSL News Radio and NPS from 10 to 1 as the movie show stops by. Then browse and uncover what makes NPS so great. With four locations, NPS takes a new inventory every day. Then they check all competitors' retail pricing before marking items down 20 to 70% off. You're invited to visit the movie show this Friday from 10 to 1. one. And that's the first step to discovering NPS. Visit NPSStore.com to begin your own NPS adventure. NPSStore.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining experiences. Five Alls in Foothill. Five courses, five-star service and dining. FiveAlls.com. FiveAlls.com.
KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new study is shedding light on how we're using water from the Colorado River. Spoiler, farming is far and beyond getting the most of it. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Governor Cox is celebrating the signing of several affordable housing bills. This comes the day after the ceremonial signing of a series of bills tackling homelessness. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A small accident in Draper, southbound I-15 prior to 123rd South. No delays. It's completely out of traffic. And Salt Lake City PD working a crash at 7th East and 800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold front expected this afternoon. That'll bring in valley rain and mountain snow. I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit blustery in downtown Salt Lake City, 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the bridge collapse in Baltimore and what caused that cargo ship to crash into it, focusing on the ship's crew and recorders on board. ABC's Gio Benitez is on scene.
The NTSB gaining access to preliminary data from the Voyage Data Recorder, the agency hearing audio, which hasn't been released yet, from the ship's bridge, detailing the moments before that catastrophic collision. The lights on the ship going dark at 1:24 a.m., alarms then ringing out seconds later. Within minutes, the two pilots calling steering orders, radioing for tugboats to assist, and dropping the ship's port anchor.
Recovery efforts continue for four remaining maintenance workers presumed dead. Crews recovered two bodies yesterday. In New York City, sentencing day for former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried.
It's 25 years for former FTX crypto exchange founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. A Manhattan jury is sentencing him after his conviction on charges he defrauded customers by $8 billion. Prosecutors wanted as much as 50 years in prison, but Bankman-Fried's attorneys wanted as little as 6 years. The judge in the case called it a very serious crime, saying customers' funds were not his to use, adding there is a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and he said it's not a trivial risk. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
In Rockford, Illinois, northwest of Chicago, a community is mourning the stabbing deaths of four people killed in a spree at multiple locations yesterday. Rockford police say suspect Christian Soto is in custody and will face charges in court that include murder and attempted murder. The victims include a U.S. postal letter carrier.
Among those killed when authorities in Rockford, Illinois say a man began stabbing people, a 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
ABC's Mark Remillard. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah State University is being given a $30,000 grant to advance religious pluralism or the diversity of religious beliefs. Joining us now live to talk about what this means for the university is Professor Bonnie Glass-Coffin. She's the Director of Interfaith Leadership Certificate Program and the lead faculty on this grant. Thanks so much for being with me today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So talk about this. What is the driving force behind the university's desire to pursue religious pluralism on campus?
Right. Well, we live in a time where religious difference can really be problematic, especially if people don't find ways to speak with one another across those religious differences. So for the last 10 years on campus, we've really been involved in creating an initiative that builds capacity for students on campus to be able to share the deepest parts of themselves, their religious values, their worldviews, in a way that they can engage with others in meaningful dialogue. So they learn to share, they learn to respect and listen with appreciation to others, and to find common ground in shared values in order to have good relationship building.
Mm-hmm. So you've already started this process. What changes will students be able to see with this new grant?
We will be able to make the training that we do on campus much more frequent and much more sustainable, really providing some skills building and some tools to be able to have conversations across religious differences. So the grant is really about making these trainings more sustainable and more frequent.
Is this happening in a classroom setting with specific classes, or just across the board in different types of classes?
We hope to do both. Actually, right now we do have curricular components of this work, and the trainings that we offer also are intended to attract people outside of the classroom, students as well as staff, as well as faculty, in order to make our campus more welcoming and to feel more inclusive for all walks of, for people of all walks of life.
Professor, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Professor Bonnie Glass-Coffin from Utah State University. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Up north, we've had a little bit of heavy and slow traffic on northbound I-15 going from the far west Pleasant View area towards south Willard. No major delay by any means. In fact, for the rest of the valley freeways, we're looking at delay-free, good KSL travel times. One accident, it's in Draper, southbound I-15 prior to 123rd South, out of traffic on the shoulder. Two crashes downtown, South Temple, just to the side of 200 East. One also reported at 800 South and 7th East. The Easter Bunny is at the Jordan Landing Shopping Center. Bring the family through March 30th to visit the Easter Bunny. Professional photos for purchase. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 56 today with breezy winds out of the south. Then a cold front this afternoon, bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 52. 53 on Saturday with a chance for showers. Then more rain on Easter Sunday, 54 the high. Next Monday, mostly cloudy, 53. 58, we're climbing on Tuesday, sunny skies. How about 64 by next Wednesday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's gloomy in downtown Salt Lake City. Looks like rain, 54 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets not performing the way they did yesterday. It's a mixed day. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
If you haven't already funded your retirement for 2023, do so by April 15th. That's the deadline for contributing to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Making the deductible contribution could help you lower your tax liability this year. To qualify for the full annual IRA deduction in 23, you must either 1. Not be eligible to participate in a company retirement plan, or 2. If you're eligible, your adjusted gross income must be less than $73,000 for single or head of household filers, or $129,000 or less for couples filing jointly. The maximum IRA contribution you can make is $6,500, or $7,500 if you're 50 or older. Discuss your IRA deduction options with your CPA.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede. Except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup and the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eagle bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time, 1225. If you get a text claiming to be from your bank's fraud department, take a minute to think before responding.
It will tell you that there's fraud on your account and you need to click a link or call a number to get it resolved. The America First VP of Fraud Prevention, Rob Woolhoff, says a lot of people are falling for it.
This is probably my number one concern.
It's easy to fall for because banks actually do text you if they notice fraud. But if it really is the bank, they won't include a link. The urgency of fixing the fraud in the account is actually what is getting people in trouble with fraudsters.
It's really the scam of choice when it comes to these types of frauds. So it definitely is ramping up from my perspective.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the Baltimore Bridge collapse is expected to have a massive economic impact on a lot of companies. One of those is Carnival Cruise Line, which said it could cost up to $10 million this year. They will have to reroute and rethink their cruises sailing out of the Baltimore port. KSL Drives, Hyundai is considering dedicating an entire factory in Georgia to EV production. The $7.6 billion plant is currently under construction. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 28 points, sitting at 39,788. S&P up by 5. The NASDAQ, though, down 20 points.
Artillery fire in Europe.
Russia launching its biggest missile attack.
Gunfire maims soldiers and civilians in the Middle East.
Humanitarian crisis.
And at home, we can barely stand in the same room.
We've never been more divided.
This spring, start over. The 194th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Starting next Saturday. In your car at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. On every smart speaker and streaming live on the app for KSL News Radio.
3 days only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas.
Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park.
Visit HotTubAndSwimSpaSale.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still a delay-free drive on your Valley freeways, but we do have a new crash. This is in Murray, eastbound I-215 South Belt at State Street. The vehicles are out of traffic on the right shoulder. Downtown drivers, cleanup continues of a crash at 7th East and 800 South. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Topping out at 56 degrees today with south winds, then a cold front this afternoon. We'll dip off to 35 overnight with mostly cloudy skies. We keep it cloudy tomorrow with a high of 52. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 54 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's new news with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake City School District is raising concerns about the tax money going to build a new stadium for baseball. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
State lawmakers recently approved a bill that revitalizes parts of the city's west side and provides $900 million in bonds to build a Major League Baseball stadium. But the school district is concerned that stadium developers would be offered a property tax rebate in the hopes that the stadium would make the land more valuable. Jason Gardner with the Utah State Tax Commission says the proposed development would not happen without the incentive.
That area has been a low development area for a number of years and hasn't improved in value for a significant period of time.
Education officials claim any money diverted for a stadium could pay for enhancing teacher salaries, hiring new teachers, and repairing and remodeling buildings. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
You could find some waterlogged Easter eggs this weekend. We have more rain and snow on the way starting today. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says things should calm down tonight before we get another break tomorrow, but more will follow.
If you are planning on traveling for Easter weekend, Saturday, you're going to have to dance around a couple of showers, nothing too crazy. You'll probably get snow over the passes of the mountains. Into Sunday, though, that looks like the wetter day.
On Easter Sunday, Matt says to expect wet weather on I-15 in southern Utah at some point with a chance of snow mixed in. Matt says we could get 6 inches to a foot of snow in our mountains. And early Easter could mean billions of dollars in retail losses. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston explains.
U.S. retailers look ready to make $1.6 billion less than last year, according to a recent survey from the National Retail Foundation. But that's not to say people aren't spending big on Peeps and Cadbury and other Easter purchases, too, because the survey estimates a windfall of $22.4 billion is coming for companies. That's the second most ever.
Candy and food topped respondents' main choices for Easter spending. If you're traveling into the outdoors for spring break, you may want to be aware of which animals are coming out of hibernation. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Lots of snakes are coming out of hibernation a few weeks early this year. Herpetology coordinator at the Division of Wildlife Resources, Alyssa Hoekstra, says they usually stay around their den for the first little bit.
Usually it's around rocky areas. So if you see like piles of rocks or along the mountainside, especially southwest facing slopes is usually where they're going to be denning because that gets the most solar radiation during the winter time.
Hoekstra says if you ever encounter a snake, try to avoid it, walk around it, and warn others nearby. She also says not to worry too much because most of the snakes here in Utah are not venomous. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is offering his condolences to the families of two construction workers whose bodies were recovered from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. At an event to introduce the new owner of the Baltimore Orioles, Governor Moore also said efforts are underway to clear the bridge debris and the container ship.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse.
Police have identified the recovered workers as 35-year-old Alejandro Fuentes and 26-year-old Dorlian Castillo Cabrera. Four workers remain missing and are presumed dead. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials are announcing the results of a recent nationwide law enforcement effort to target and remove non-citizens with convictions of drug trafficking or multiple drug possessions. Russell Haught from ICE says several hundred arrests were made during the campaign.
We took 216 criminal migrants who posed a significant danger to our communities from 28 different nationalities off our streets.
The effort took place from March 11th through the 22nd and targeted 25 areas of the operation, including Boston, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. A star-studded mega fundraiser is being held tonight for President Biden's re-election campaign. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has details.
Three presidents, one stage. It's a big night of fundraising tonight in New York City for the Biden-Harris campaign. President Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton come together at Radio City Music Hall before a sold-out crowd of 5,000 for an event the campaign says will bring in more than $25 million. The event features a musical program hosted by actor Mindy Kaling and a conversation between the presidents and late-night host Stephen Colbert. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A Utah woman is now the first woman to ever complete the Iditarod Trail Invitational on skis. Sunny Strower from Kanab skied 950 miles over nearly 30 days through Alaska in temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees. She says the first female to accomplish the feat. She is the first female to accomplish this feat in the race's 24-year history. First look traffic. Any wet roads out there, Ricky?
Not that I'm seeing in the valley, so that's good. But for those traveling Murray, watch for crews on the scene of a small accident. This is eastbound on the south belt of I-215 at State Street. Out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer, like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 34 pounds, and I've kept it off for more than 2 years. That's because Soda works. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people loving their results. Let go of the weight and get started now at SodaWeightLoss.com.
Soda is, say it with me,
state of the art.
If there's a problem during your siding, gutter, or window installation project, most contractors will try to hide it, ignore it, or blame someone else. It's called passing the buck, or turning a blind eye, or my favorite, finger pointing. My question is, where is the accountability? Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and look, sometimes problems just happen, no matter who you hire. Maybe the wrong color siding gets delivered, despite the order being placed perfectly, or maybe a downspout gets cut short. Honestly, it could be anything. At RGS Exteriors, mistakes are rare, but if something goes wrong, I can absolutely, positively, 100% guarantee you we'll never hide it and we'll never pass the buck. We'll make certain everything turns out right for you. That's people over profits. That's the RGS Exteriors way. For a free estimate on siding, gutters, or windows, call 801-280-3110, rgsexteriors.com, rgsexteriors.com.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Governor Cox has been moving throughout the state celebrating new laws that tackle homelessness and the housing crisis. He hopes these moves will provide for more affordable housing. KSL News Time, 1238. Public libraries have struggled to rent out e-books due to restrictive licensing agreements with publishers, but there's a new national push to change that. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
Libraries need to rent e-book collections from publishers, and these same publishers can decide whether they actually share their collections or not. I spoke to Kyle K. Courtney with Harvard Library, and he said this type of licensing is untenable.
The idea of renting your collections, it's almost as if we're handing our mission over to the publisher's will.
Now, Courtney is the founder of a nonprofit called eBooks Study Group. They're helping libraries across the country learn how to protect themselves using consumer protection laws. You can learn more about it on the study group's website. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
You probably saw this coming, but the Utah Jazz are now officially eliminated from the postseason contention.
Gives it to Hendricks. He'll shoot a two. It's blocked by Wembanyama, but the only way the Jazz could have won was to shoot a three, so now they foul. There wasn't really any chance anyway.
The call heard on the KSL Sports Zone. With their loss to the Spurs last night, the Jazz will be on the outside looking in for the second straight year. Since the trade deadline in February, the Jazz have lost an NBA worst 15 of their last 18 games. You probably noticed gas prices making a jump over the past month. The economist Christian Von Len shared one reason for the rise with KSL-TV.
What's notable is that Utah's regulatory standards are a little bit stricter than many other parts of the country.
Von Len says that those regulations make Utah more susceptible to price fluctuations. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A tow truck is now on the scene of this crash in Draper, southbound I-15, prior to 123rd South. It's never caused any delays since it's out of traffic. Our other accident, also out of traffic, is on the south belt of I-215 going eastbound at State Street. Look for that on the right. And downtown drivers, we still have cleanup that continues of a surface street crash at 7th East, 800 South. For over 30 years, Replenish Landscape delivers the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenishcompost.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We had our nice dry weather. Now it's back to the wet weather today. Cold front this afternoon, bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Look for a high of 56. 35 overnight, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52. Then 53 with more showers on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Riverton Mayor and U.S. Senate candidate Trent Stagg is getting a big endorsement tonight from a far-right Republican. We'll hear more from Mayor Staggs about what this means for his campaign. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At JCW's, we think tipping might be getting a little out of hand. Like when you're asked to tip at the register before you've even been served. Or when you're at the yogurt shop and find yourself serving yourself. Don't even get us started on frosted tips making a comeback. That's why at JCW's, when you pay for a third-pound ranch bacon cheeseburger, that's what you pay. And no one at the register is going to stare longingly at you while you awkwardly maneuver through the tip screen for food you don't even have yet. Honestly, we're just happy to see you at any of our five locations in Provo, South Jordan, Lehi, Harriman, and American Fork. So come on in and enjoy some quality time and great food with family and friends. And we promise, we won't be pushing you for a tip.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's, and we just want to say thank you, and especially to our loyal customers. We want you to know that at JCW's, your business is all the tip we need. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows, geese to grebes. The spring migration is in full swing, and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring, along with spending time with our feathered friends. You'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Come take a soak at Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world.
Let the winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out visitboxeldercounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's boxeldercounty.com.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/mylowesrewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See lowes.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City School District is worried about tax money going to help build a new stadium for baseball. But stadium boosters say it won't be built without the tax help. I'm KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
Second, a Brighton man is now facing criminal charges after he pointed a shotgun at a snowboarder who accidentally veered onto his property. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have the cleanup of two crashes on your Valley freeways, one southbound I-15. Prior to 123rd South, the other eastbound, I-215 South Belt at State Street. Both are out of traffic on the shoulders. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wet weather returns today with a cold front, then more for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time, Russia has vetoed a UN resolution to renew monitoring by UN experts of sanctions against North Korea, all aimed at helping curb its nuclear program. Russia, accused by the U.S. and allies of getting North Korea's weapons to use against Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We've seen the DPRK transfer military equipment to Russia that has shown up on the battlefield in Ukraine. It's been used by Russia to further its war against Ukraine.
On New York's Long Island, Donald Trump, who is campaigning on being tough on crime, is attending the visitation of an NYPD officer today. Jonathan Diller was fatally shot in the line of duty during a traffic stop in Queens this week. President Biden attending a Biden-Harris fundraiser tonight in New York City. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton will also be at the event, where security will be heightened. And it's baseball's opening day, but not all 30 Major League teams are playing. Rainout games for the Mets and the Phillies will take place Friday. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. U.S. Senate candidate and Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs is being endorsed by Representative Matt Gaetz. Staggs spoke with Dave and Dujanovic this morning about the significance of this endorsement.
And it isn't just any endorsement. I want to make that clear. You know, I'm intentional about these. We've got Kerry Lake. We've got Senator Tommy Tuberville, Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk. Now, Representative Gaetz, I mean, these are people that are proven, they're America first, they're constitutional conservatives, they're people that want to fight against the establishment, which is what has typified my career in 10, now going on 11 years in elected office, and that's what we need more than ever. That's what I'm hearing on the campaign trail. We've got to be able to stand up against the establishment, because it's the establishment that's absolutely killing us, that's put us $34.5 trillion in debt, has this open border mess, the regulatory state, weaponization of federal agencies, you name it. We've got to have people that will stand up and just stop the status quo.
Some say Gaetz' endorsement demonstrates that Staggs is leaning into the MAGA movement.
Well, I wouldn't say leaning in. I mean, this is just who I am. I'm a America first, constitutional conservative. That's what we need in this country. That's what we've got to have. I mean, Senator Tuberville talked about it when he was out here, too, saying, look, we've only got about 18 Republicans in the Senate side that truly meet that definition, that are willing to stand up and get us back to process so we stop these continuing resolutions and we stop just going along to get along and usually just cobble with Democrats to advance their agenda. And we've got to have President Trump back in office here in January, and we've got to have a majority in the Senate, but not just, you know, a majority of people with R's next to their name. They've got to be folks like Senator Tuberville, like Mike Lee, our own Mike Lee, and all these others.
Staggs was then asked how he will work with Democrats when he's leaning so far to the right.
If we've got America first, if we've got the same objective, you know, let's balance the budget, for example, or get back to pre-COVID spending levels I've been telling folks on the campaign trail. I can negotiate with people from the other side as to how we do that. But first and foremost, we have to agree at the same objective. And if people just want to continue spending, I mean, we can't. We just can't keep doing that and putting ourselves trillions of dollars in debt every single year. So I think if we have the same objective and just have different ideas about how to get there, then we can talk about those and put it into a format. But that's where we got to get to, is back to process.
Gates will officially give his endorsement at a joint rally held at Riverton High School tonight. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are back to a crash-free commute on your Valley freeways. The crash in Draper, southbound I-15, and the crash in Murray, eastbound I-215, South Belt, both have been cleared. And we're still waiting for the backups to ease southbound on 7th East, where we have an accident reported at 800 South. For over 80 years, the Olson Greenhouse family has delivered the best flowers for your home and landscape. Add color and cheer this year with bedding and container plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, mostly jive for the first half today with breezy winds, then a cold front, 56 with showers in the valleys and snow in the mountains. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 52. We're up to 53, but showers on Saturday. More rain expected on Easter Sunday, 54. Mostly cloudy, looks dry on Monday, 53. High pressure building, Tuesday, 58. Wednesday, 64 degrees with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow still in positive territory, but not up by much. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdale.com.
KSL News Time, 12:53. A new milestone for some of the country's elite colleges and universities, and it has nothing to do with academics and everything to do with cost. ABC's Sherry Preston explains.
Getting a diploma from Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, or Yale could set you back more than $350,000. That's 4 years of tuition, school fees, and room and board. Annual costs at those sought-after schools, all of them in New England, have been ticking up for some time. But this academic year, they finally passed the $90,000 mark. Costs at many other schools for the 2024-25 academic year have not yet been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
$90,000 mark. Ooh. Watching Utah's money, baby boomers have the most in their checking accounts. Blueprint says the average balance is $14,500. Meanwhile, people under 35 have the least with $3,500, and the national average is around $8,000. Home Depot is making an $18 billion deal with SRS Distribution, which provides materials for professional roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors. The two businesses say that they will combine their assets and work together to grow the market. Usher has a confession. He's investing in Dave's Hot Chicken. The Grammy Award-winning singer says he will put money into several locations across Atlanta. He's not the only celebrity interested in the chicken. Drake, Samuel Jackson, Michael Strahan have also invested in the company. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 28 points, sitting at 39,788. S&P up by 6. The NASDAQ, though, down by 15 points. With an increase in women using weight loss medications like Wegovy and Ozempic, experts are looking at the possible impacts on pregnancy. They've launched a new wave of research on how these medications affect women's ability to safely conceive and carry while using the medication. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has more.
Novo Nordisk, the maker of weight loss medication Wegovy, suggests stopping the medication at least 2 months before a planned pregnancy due to how long the drug stays in your system. Experts are hopeful these medications, when properly used, can help women trying to get pregnant.
We don't know a lot yet about the possible effects these drugs could have on a baby. There are animal studies that found there could be risks, but more research is needed.
Early research also suggests that they could make contraceptives less effective and therefore increase the risk of an unintended pregnancy.